at the Highland Literacy Project training, we saw Derek Robertson in the afternoon was doing a presentation on game-based learning, and Nintendogs was one of the things that he'd shown. But I'd also looked at the website beforehand. I'd come across the website. And it just seemed to tie in with what we've been doing here. We do a lot of ICT-based stuff with blogs and whatnot. And it just seemed a really motivating thing to get involved in for the pupils. Initially, we decided which class to, you know, run the Nintendo project with, and we've got Sir Mr. McDonough, the probationer. He's been very interested in ICT and also in moving image education and all that kind of background. So it seemed P3 was a natural way to go. And then it was just a case of both of us had looked at the websites and seen the sorts of things that could happen, and we just thought it would be ideal to run with it in Primary 3. So I've also heavily involved the Primary 7s.
Right.
So the first thing I did was do an advert for the job of being a Nintendo trainer, and the P7s all got to apply. So I got about 40 applications for being a Nintendo trainer, and they'd put down their skills and their background. And then from that, we chose 12 Nintendo trainers who are coming down and they're working with the P3s.
Mr. McDonough, class teacher.
The interaction that you'll see with the Primary 7s and the P3s is just... The Primary 7s are fantastic. I think they're getting a lot out of it because they're learning to be responsible, and as you saw yourself, the level of help is just right. They're not taking over in any way. They are there just to help.
And the way that your children are responding together, is that carrying over into different areas?
Yes, it certainly is. It certainly is.
Sandra Nesbitt again.
So, but it's actually quite lovely to see, because the P7s have been really good at it. They're sitting in the wee quiet corners chatting away. And the P7s, I was a bit worried that they would want to have goals themselves, and that the reason they volunteered was they thought they would get a shot at the Nintendos. But it hasn't at all, because the P7s haven't been taken over. The P3s are still holding the Nintendos, and
right.
P7s are talking them through it and encouraging them. But in terms of learning and teaching, Mr. McDonough's done lots of fantastic writing lessons with them. They've done poems and stories and factual reports. And there's been a huge improvement, which he'll tell you himself later on.
What was your main curricular focus on the Nintendogs project?
It was literacy. Been keen on using different media to help inspire literacy. And Nintendogs is something that fitted into that really well.
And has it inspired?
It truly has. The standard and the amount of writing, not just in imaginative writing, but also report writing and poetry writing, is absolutely wonderful.
Who likes stones? Who likes bones? Who likes sleeping? Who likes creeping? Who likes walking in the park? Who likes doing the loudest bark? Who likes fighting? Who likes biting? Who likes chewing on my shoe? Is my dog Ruby? That's who.
It kind of grows itself organically, this, because because two girls whose poems are chosen to put on the blog. They suddenly began to believe that they could write anything, and the others looking at that also began to say, well, that's what I want to do. I want to be on the blog as well. And if we produce this work, we can get on it.
In the dark wood, there was a full moon. My dog Dave ran into the dark wood. I was calling for him. For hours I had to go in for him. There was bats and monsters with red eyes. Shadows were coming near me and I was frightened, but then I found him. My friend came for me and Dave. Then we went home. Dave was frightened too.
Very good.
Sandra Nesbitt.
It's probably a combination of the fact that his writing lessons are very well delivered, so that the teaching is very good anyway, but the motivation is there for them to write when it's related to the Nintendog, definitely.
So do you think that the use of the technology has impacted on the teaching of learning?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely in terms of motivation. And when you see them with the Nintendos, when you see the concentration, the Nintendogs there and their faces are there and they're just 100% engrossed.